Poems of West and East. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Elizabeth Glett. Poems of West and East by Vida Sackville West. For blank. No eyes shall see the poems that I write for you, not even yours. But after long, forgetful years have passed on our delight, some hand may chance upon a dusty song of those fond days when every spoken word was sweet, and all the fleeting things unspoken yet sweeter, and the music half unheard murmured through forests as a charm unbroken. It is the plain and ordinary page of two who loved, soul-spirited and clear. Will you, O stranger of another age, not grant a human and compassionate tear to us who each the other held so dear? A single tear fraternal, sadly shed, since that which was so living is so dead. Song. Let us go back. Let us go back together to the hills. Weary am I of palaces and courts, weary of words disloyal to my thoughts. Come, my beloved, let us to the hills. Let us go back together to the land, and wander hand in hand upon the heights. Kings have we seen, and manifold delights. O, my beloved, let us to the land. Lone and unshackled, let us to the road which holds enchantment round each hidden bend, our course uncompassed and our whim its end, our feet once more, beloved, to the road. Song. My spirit like a shepherd boy. Convalescenti disquisti mali. My spirit like a shepherd boy goes dancing down the lane. When all the world is young with joy, must I lie here in pain? With shepherd's pipe my spirit fled, and cloven foot of Pan, the mortal bondage he has shed, and shackling yoke of man. And though he leave me cold and mute, a traitor to his care, I smile to hear his honeyed flute hang on the scented air. Convalescence. When I am in the Orient once again, and turn into the gay and squalid street, one side in the shadow, one in vivid heat, the thought of England, fresh beneath the rain, will rise unbidden as a gently pain. The lonely hours of illness as they beat, crawling through days with slow, laborious feet, and I lay gazing through the leaded pane, idle, and listen to the swallow's cry after the flitting insect swiftly caught, those all too leisured hours as they went by, stamped as their heritage upon my thought, the memory of a square of summer sky, jagged by the gables of a Gothic court. To Knoll, October 1, 1913. 1. I left thee in the crowds and in the light, and if I laughed or sorrowed none could tell. They could not know our true and deep farewell was spoken in the long preceding night. Thy mighty shadow in the garden's dip, to others dormant but to me awake, I saw a window in the moonlight shake, and traced the angle of the gable's lip, and knew thy soul, benign and grave and mild, towards me, morsel of morality, and grieving at the parting soon to be, a patriarch about to lose a child. For many come, and soon their tale is told, and thou remainest, dimly feeling pain, aware the time draws near to dawn again the sober morning of the very old. 2. Pictures and galleries and empty rooms. Small wonder that my games were played alone, half of the rambling house to call my own, and wooded gardens with mysterious glooms. My fingers ran among the tassels faded, my playmates moved in arrases brocaded, I slept beside the canopied and shaded beds of forgotten kings, I wandered shoeless in the galleries, I contemplated long the tapestries, and loved the ladies for their histories and hands with many rings. Beneath
Sample complete. Ready to continue?